PFT Media.
Scarlett, have you done something different with your face?
Shut up. Don't be stupid. Well, actually, I have been working on my skin.
That seems really expensive.
Actually, it's really reasonable considering I get help from my personal beauty consultant.
Wait, you've got it like that? That you have your own personal beauty consultant?
Leanne, you don't get it. It's one of our biggest fans, Melinda.
She's not just our biggest fan, she's my big sister. Although, she does specialize in makeovers, skincare solutions, looks for your lifestyle, facials, image consulting, and the biggest one that'll help you the most, fighting aging skin.
Shut up.
How'd you manage to get Big Sister as your personal beauty consultant anyways?
Actually, it's really easy. I just went to marykay.com/mnovello and clicked on her link, got her phone number, and messaged her. So it was really easy, and Melinda can help anyone out. Just go to marykay.com/mnovello. That's MNOVELLO today.
If I wasn't so beautiful, I would go to marykay.com/mnovello to get my skincare solutions. That's marykay.com/MNOVELLO.
Enjoy the show.
Yeah, enjoy the show.
My life may not be easy, and I sure know how to make it hard. That's what she said.
I may not be real. I also might not be a housewife, but I am a real train wreck.
Keeping it real with the Real Housewives of Reality, Scarlett and Allison.
You look so beautiful.
Stop it, you do.
You stop it, you do.
Yeah, New York can be kind of short.
I
just jinxed this because anytime we say that, we spend like an hour and a half talking about it.
Hey, Leon. The podcast are going to be six hours long.
Leon, did you take my poop tubes in the Mercedes?
No, I took them in the cruiser.
Damn no, it. You did we not. I watched you pull up the driveway in the Mercedes.
Yeah, I hung them out the window while I was driving.
How nice. Did you ever think you'd ever... Okay, honestly, in your life, did you ever think that you'd be taking vials of watery yellow diarrhea to a lab for your wife driving a very beautiful Mercedes?
I would love to say that that's the first time that I've taken your poop in the Mercedes,
but this
it's
is
actually
the
not.
You took it last time too, two times.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, your poop gets nothing but the best.
Yes, my shit rides in luxury.
That's right.
It's the epitome of luxury. Yeah, we were placing bets behind your back on if you took the Mercedes or the other car.
Yeah. Well, the Mercedes is mine and the Subaru is hers. So,
Is this week going to be a poop cast?
Well, I mean, I guess it could
be. This episode brought to you by shit. Well, literally, it's shit.
Allison had Taco Bell and vodka two nights ago. Don't do that. Not good bedfellows. Don't do that shit.
Scarlett had Arby's today. Let's see if that comes up during the show.
Why the
speaking of show,
sauce?
Ladies, you gonna bring us in or are we gonna? Okay. We're gonna.
I'm hydrating. Hold on.
Yeah, she's gotta hydrate so she can diarrhea shit here in 5 minutes. Don't hydrate too much.
Welcome to the Real Housewives of Reality. We're your hosts. I'm Scarlett.
I'm Allison.
I'm Leon. I used to know what love is, but now I'm just a shit delivery driver.
But you have a Mercedes.
May God have mercy on our souls.
That's correct. and I would love to say that in the 22 years that we've been together, that's the grossest thing I've ever done for you is drive your sealed shit in a Mercedes. That would be
nice. The grossest thing you could have done was to help me when I needed your help, when you looked me dead in the eyes and hauled ass out of the room and decided that you were not going to help me when I was throwing up.
Yeah,
I was going to load the vials with my own water diarrhea.
Okay, you were gagging, messing with your own poop. What do you think I was going to do? Yeah, that's your poop.
Yeah,
you can put it in a jar.
Okay.
I would have hung out with you.
Thank you.
I did hang out.
All heroes wear capes, goddammit.
I was in the other room, and I could hear her just fine, and we could talk.
He literally made eye contact with me, didn't say a fucking word, and hauled ass as fast as he could out of the room.
It's the opposite of violating.
Yeah.
I'm calling Crystal.
Go ahead. You can call that bitch all you want.
Okay.
Because I will be jealous of her ugly leather pants. I'm just saying.
I'm sorry. I should have said pleather. I should have said pleather.
Wrong. God.
Wait, that's a whole
different
right
series.
We're doing Potomac.
Different series, ladies. Potomac, different series.
Potomac done fucked around and come out hot straight out the gate.
And I knew they would. Potomac, knock on wood, never lets us down. I love those ladies.
Nude interlude.
Yes. Oh, yeah. The nude interlude.
That's the name of this episode. Nude interlude. colon shit in a Mercedes. Write it down.
Semi, colon double meaning intended there.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly.
Double entendre.
But I don't think we can put SHIT in the title or we might get flagged on Apple Podcasts. So you can do SH something something T. There you go.
Maybe put like a star. Yeah, we'll
figure star
it
stars or something. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so first of all, I am so happy Monique is no longer on the show, but I do miss T'Challa. I'm not going to lie.
RIP, you know that he died. You didn't know that T'Challa died?
Holy when?
I believe it was like seriously like either the 4th or 5th of July, T'Challa died. And she said in a freak accident, but gives no explanation.
She stepped on him. What? I bet she stepped on him. I bet she stepped on his ass.
I bet Chris
sat on him.
Chris didn't like him.
I bet you Chris sat on him.
Sad. But yeah, I thought you knew.
Oh my God, rest in power, T'Challa.
Yeah, seriously, rest in power. Gone too soon. Yeah. 2 years.
In the arms of an angel.
Monique's gonna come hit us in the face, and she's gonna shove my face into it. But it is sad. That was too young.
Sorry.
Birds live longer than that. No, I like just me monologuing.
He should have. He should have lived at least 100 years. I believe foul play is afoot.
It was a freak accident.
That's code for somebody sat on his ass.
I was gonna say I'm not the one. I hate when people get like tragedy boners and like want to be like, oh, so what happened?
Yeah,
but tragedy boners. But don't vaguely say in an unfortunate freak accident because
just before we got on to record, I literally said the almost the same words. I told Leon that someone had a hero boner. So
I hate hero boners.
Oh,
nights.
Don't get me going. Don't get me going. Don't get me on. Don't get her started.
It's patronizing. Yeah,
girl, some shit went down. Anyway,
on July 1st, around 5 p.m., my entire world was rocked. My T'Challa Samuels was killed in a freak accident. I can't even believe I'm typing this right now. I barely can utter his name without crying. For those who love their animals, I know you feel my pain. It's indescribable. The pain is intense, and I'm just completely baffled, overwhelmed, and cannot stop the emotional roller coaster I am on right now. My children keep breaking down, which makes the pain even worse.
Jesus Christ.
Almost a year ago, he flew away and came back to me the next day.
Yeah, because of rap music.
I had no idea God was preparing me in that moment for the unbearable. T'Challa was put in our life 2 years ago, and I thought he would outlive me. He was on my shoulder as I endured some of the toughest moments of my life. As I closed the chapter and I had no idea this page would end here too. He was literally a part of my entire family and has left such a huge mark on us. My house is too quiet. My shoulder is too light. My mornings preparing coffee while he sits on my shoulder will forever be altered. I don't know why you had to leave us forever, but I'm so grateful for being blessed to experience such an amazing creature.
Fly.
Some people say that an animal will sacrifice itself to save a family member and the death angel comes near. If the death angel comes near. Who knows if it's true, but I'm forever grateful for T'Challa and how he changed my life and my family's life. I'm not okay, but I keep pushing as I always do. Rest my beautiful baby. Prayer hands, broken heart emoji, 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 broken heart emoji.
A lot of broken hearts.
Broken heart emoji, 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 broken heart emoji. Broken heart emoji, 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 and broken heart emoji.
God, I mean, that caption was longer than T'Challa's life. Good Lord. And are we again, may God have mercy on our soul. We're going to hell.
We laugh so we don't cry about birdicide. You know what I mean? What if he hung himself on his leash accidentally?
It's a freak accident.
I think he flew into a wind turbine to get the hell away from her.
Maybe he got caught underneath the Peloton like those kids did.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Maybe he's walking on the Peloton trying to get his fucking Peloton in and he fucking got crushed by it.
I think he flew into the glass door just to end it all and be done with that crazy ass.
He was trying to get to Karen's house.
Oh, Karen did it.
Ray did it. Ray did it because he didn't love it enough.
Ray did it because Karen wouldn't let him see the nude interlude.
Yeah. I'm deleting it. She says, I'm deleting this.
Let me get my glasses. Right, Raymond. Right, you don't need to see this. It's girls only. I'm
he's like, what about me? I'm going to go to my nude party. Bitch. So that video.
I'd actually like to see the men of.
Yeah.
I would throw a nude party of the men. Michael would throw a weird nude party.
Yeah.
Ashley's husband.
Yeah. So that video, right? That video? Yeah. Okay, Wendy, that better be faux fur. I'm just saying right now.
Oh, God. She said this like 9 times during the show.
Oh, I say this. Be ready. This is going to happen a lot this next 2 recaps. So that sucks. You know, sorry about T'Challa.
Yeah. Sorry that you had to find out that way.
I'm glad we did it. At least we were together. That's all I care about. So Candace has a balcony to nowhere. So there's that.
And she has two terrified, quote, bonus children. Call them stepchildren. It's so weird. Yeah. Doesn't bonus children sound like a weird thing to call?
I have something to say about that here in just a few minutes. But we're just going through these little flashes of everybody right now. And we get to Ashley. And I'm like, Michael's still gross. So there's that.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, he's an incredible father. I'm like, okay, calm down. Prove it. I don't believe that for one goddamn second.
We haven't had sex in like 5 months. I hope that he's not cheating. And I was like, he's cheating.
Next note. Don't worry. He's still cheating.
Yeah. Things, business
your scenario's correct. Yeah.
And that whole time, is that when they're building the thing? And she's like, I just feel more open.
Yeah.
No one notices, but baby Dean's just in the background, like playing with a very like, sharp screwdriver.
He's got like a Ginsu knife. Yeah.
He has like all sorts of sharp objects. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's stabbing the walls and shit.
Waving it around.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, we're doing things differently this time. I'm like, oh, you mean he's not going to get caught this time? Is that what he's doing differently? I mean,
or he's doing it and it's open and he's doing it so he can hide it from the public or? Mm-hmm.
Who fucking knows with those two?
So then we
guess they like each other. I don't know. They're doing them. That's,
I don't like it.
I don't understand it.
I don't either.
I'm not even pretending. Trying to understand.
So Giselle, that fur better be faux. Mm-hmm. That fur better be faux, Giselle. It better be. Okay.
It's faux. I feel like it'd be pretty to wear faux fur on TV, like on reality TV right now. I don't know, man.
These people don't give a fuck. They got fuck you. Ideas. I don't care. But that boy child upstairs, creepy as fuck.
Sitting cross-legged, watching them.
Hands on the bar, like, okay. And I said, that boy child. The boy child looking creepy.
Like, hey, hi, good to see you. And he's just like staring quietly.
Giselle's like, you have beautiful eyes. And she didn't say anything. She's like, that's what you tell me I do too. I'm like, God damn it, Giselle.
But also the girl child, she's like, Giselle's like, word on the street is, can you go hang up my coat? Don't they seem just petrified though? And Ashley's like, we get to keep them for longer because COVID. And I was like, they want to go home.
First of all, I think you're trying to be a parent, which I think is cute, but they're about the same age as probably you. So like, let's calm down. The boy child looks like he could probably take you in a fight.
Yeah, and we'll get to that. There's a small scene later if he can take her on math homework because she can't even do
math.
He's like, this is like an SAT
level
question.
This whole episode is math.
There's a lot. It's a math heavy week on Bravo.
Yeah,
we're getting a lot of simple math wrong. No one knows how to do math on any of these shows.
So we see Dorothy's room with her cutout. Come on.
Oh, with her
mother.
That's
too much, dude. That's too much.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. Dorothy is her mother. Yeah.
Dot's room.
Well, that's because... You know that she still pays for.
You think?
Probably like half of that more.
Do you think?
She said it on the reunion last year.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
It's weird. The whole thing's weird, dude. So grapefruit mimosas. So like we're going to just drink cat pee with champagne in it.
Right? I mean.
Ew.
Also, I'm a fan of grapefruit juice.
Ew, no.
Like, with certain things, you can't have it. Like,
yeah, I can't have it because I have heart medication. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's weird that it doesn't. It kind of freaks me out.
I can't have it because it's just plain fucking nasty.
It's weird, but another thing is, and I should Google it, but I don't think it's called a mimosa if it's a grapefruit juice. I think it's a different name.
Yeah, I think it's called cat pee mosa. Yeah, that's it. Cat pee mosa.
Cat pee mosa.
Fucking nasty mosa.
Nasty mosa. Yeah.
Because if you have like
a Domosa.
Like a Bellini. Well, from Italy, where it's like. Isn't that like peach or like mango?
Peach,
like,
yeah. Peach. Bellini's peach, yeah.
But so it's not you don't call it a peach mimosa.
No,
it's
you call it a Bellini. So think, this is probably a Domosa. Yeah, not a mimosa, but a Domosa.
It's called a grapefruit mimosa.
Oh, gross! We are
God
wrong!
Damn it!
God damn it, Leon!
I wanted Candace to be wrong.
She How dare you!
Champagne Palima is a tequila-based cocktail with grapefruit and lime juices.
Ew!
Yeah, that's like a Paloma, I think. One of my friends loves those, or used to when I worked with him. I don't know if he still does.
Yeah.
Haven't been out in like a year to know. So, but yeah, Candace House.
Yeah, gross.
Oh, definitely. That looks like Northern Virginia to me. Not.
Yeah. 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 Like, yeah. 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 That's not.
Still a beautiful part of town, yeah. Beautiful house. But I was just like, that, I know those neighborhoods. So I was like, this is like, I was like, where?
Yeah.
How close is she to my mom's house? Like,
Google it.
Get out of here. I do like Chris. What is it about Chris that I like so much? Like, when
I don't know, because you probably shouldn't like him. That's probably why you like him.
That's probably, yeah, okay.
Yeah, got, yeah, that's it.
Gotcha. I just saluted Scarlett. Just,
so he's an asshole, terrible human being. That's why we figured out, that's why Allison likes him.
Yeah, it's everyone's favorite jingle song.
Who looked to grab what either was a Monster energy drink or a Four Loko at what seemed to be 2 in the afternoon. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, all while bringing pre-cut fruit with toothpicks to the couch.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, Chris, you're amazing. And I was like,
it's pre-cut.
At least he admitted. At least
I know.
He's like, it's just fruit. You guys are crazy.
Oh, God. And then, okay, so Jamal and Giselle are not in a good place. I'm shocked.
I think he's gotten, like, 2 people pregnant in the last, like, year.
I can't with it. She's like, but and then she's talking about them being apart. She's like, it's temporary. I'm like, it's not temporary. It's been going on long before the pandy here. It's been going on since for like 2 fucking years.
It's been going on since we've known you.
Yeah. Like, don't tell me it's new.
And since before that, when he cheated with half the congregation, when you lived in the same house, he cheated. It doesn't matter that he's states away.
Girl, she needs to come off it. Be done. She needs to be done with it. For real. Let's see. So now we're with Karen and what's this? Ray. Sorry.
You forget Ray. The black dog. It's Ray.
Sorry.
I love the way that Karen says Ray. Raymond. Ray,
Raymond. Ray. Raymond. We have to go Ray. And purge Raymond.
He's always in his
doogie.
Cute sweaters.
Yeah. Doogie. It's Potomac's Doogie. So yeah, the Valerie Newell's on The Housewives is the literal
bad idea.
It's a kiss of death.
I know, it's a kiss of death.
And guess what? Calling it something different's not going to change that.
I know. I was like, Karen, don't do it. Because I do love Karen and Ray. I love do Karen. Too. Just Queen Karen in general, but I love her and Ray together, and I was like, don't do it. But I love that she's like, and Giselle is not invited. I was like, ooh, oh, petty.
We have petty, 3 petty. Clips of the week this week for Potomac.
Yes.
There's 3.
Because Potomac.
Girl.
Well, I think we should honor that it's the, you know, it's the premiere. So it's like, yeah, let's honor.
We got 1 main one and 2 bonus, and let me tell you, they're fucking delicious.
It's so nice. We had to do it thrice.
That's right. That's right. So nice, we did it thrice. That's the name of the episode. Write it down. So nice, we did it thrice.
I like that.
Yeah. Mine was still good. I might still go with that, but I think we're going to go with the other one. Okay.
It's really whatever I decide, isn't okay. It?
No, I'll go behind you and change it. So Ray sure is already over Karen spending money on this renewal that hasn't even happened yet. She's like, yeah, you're like, going over? Are you going to? He does over.
Oh, he's so cute.
He is. Oh, God. And so, I don't know why I wrote this, but I feel like we're going to watch all of the ladies hate Karen at some point this season. I feel like probably. That's going to happen. It's going to happen.
The thing I love with Karen, though, is it's like she won't, like, she doesn't purposely, she just like, oh, I'm going to make you hate me and I don't care. But I think she truly does not give a fuck if you hate her or don't. Like, mm-hmm. Karen's just going to be Karen. She's a grand dame.
She's a grand dame. She what's her new tag? The grand dame. It cannot be duplicated.
Replicated
and
like
I will not be intimidated. Yeah. 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 Oh my God. Okay. The first clip of the main clip of the week this week is when Karen says that she's gonna pray for Giselle. I laughed so fucking
so
hard.
Funny.
She's like, oh, pray Fido. And she's like, well, I say what you put yourself in Jesus' name. And she, in Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
She did. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She, I'll pray for you, though. I was like, yeah. So
I
good.
I want Karen to pray for me. But
I know, right?
But somehow I feel like it's a bad thing.
Yeah, I don't think it's good. Yeah.
It's like the equivalent of doing the bless your heart.
Yes,
like,
no, exactly. So I have that marked right here, Leon. I'll send it to you. Ray be thirsty for anyone but Karen. He was ready with that new interlude.
He was up in that phone.
Oh, boy. Woo!
I need to get my glasses.
Yeah, he said, no, you don't. I'm going to delete this video.
No, you don't. I'll be deleting this. This is girls only.
Robin's reaction.
Shadow thing, though.
Robin's reaction was the fucking best.
I love Robin. She's like, wait, this is broken?
Oh! 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 She, oh! Oh! Physically. Oh!
Yeah, at first, it was confusion.
Yeah.
then startled, and then laughter. Like yes! we went through a whole like arc.
Oh, it was so good.
Because she was like, huh, what? Like sleepy eyes half open.
Yeah, she's like, what? Like, huh? Oh, hell no. Oh, huh? Oh, okay.
And then she's like, oh, girl, you crazy.
Oh, that was so good.
Which I will say that it's, I get it, but that invite is truly over the top.
My next note is, we get it. You got new boobs, Wendy.
Yeah, well, there's going to be a couple of surprise guests.
Yeah, we got it.
We get it.
We got it.
Yeah. Cool.
Oh, God.
Booby jokes. Like, we get it.
when she's talking about the building the house, when it was her section, when she saw the video, and when they're like, when are you guys getting married? The producers. She was so fucking cold. And I was like, spoiler, Juan and Robin are not going to get married.
They're not in a very good place right now.
No.
I have some words about Juan.
Me too. Oh, girl, me too.
I'm not too happy with him.
Did you see one of the boys try to choke his brother out? Did you see that?
The kids in Potomac, I feel like during the pandemic, all the parents to these children were there like, fend for yourself. We got baby Dean playing with sharp tools.
We got one guy choking out his brother.
Candace's bonus children on like a silent strike or whatever. Just not speaking, staring each other.
And Robin's kids are trying to kill each other, literally.
Yeah, it's like WrestleMania over there. It's a fucking brawl. It's Mad Max minus cars.
It's fucking Roadhouse.
Except for Baby Dean does have a car. So yeah, it's Mad Max.
It's Mad Max versus Roadhouse. Oh my God. So when Robin and Juan or whatever restaurant they were at, and Juan's fear is taking his mask off, I'm like, I feel seen by him. I'm like, I get it, bro. I'm scared too.
I think because they can't say it, but if you look around, it's like obviously they closed the restaurant for filming.
Yeah.
So I think that's why Robin was like, oh, what? Are there too many people in here for you? I get being precautious, but she's like, it's like, okay, we're literally alone in this restaurant. You know, it's
he's
we
like
all
a child.
Tested.
Yeah.
Like, we can't.
Yeah, he's so whatever. He's a piece of shit. If your woman wants to sleep, let her fucking sleep. Why are you being nasty about it?
Her sleeping until he was like, what, every day you just sleep until 10:30 and then order Chick-fil-A for the boys? And I was like, honestly,
that sounds great.
Based on the fucking pandemic, I was like, Juan should have seen my behavior during the pandemic. He would not have liked that.
Yeah. That's,
I had a flashback to last year's ringing in when she goes, I am so glad Juan Dixon is not
here right now.
He's
not here right now.
Every day.
Yeah.
But I really think. Also, what Robin described truly felt like depression. Like,
that's what my next note said. I'm like, Robin is depressed. How about you show some support and not tell her it's not attractive that she's fucking depressed? You're a goddamn prick, Juan.
Yeah, Juan. And maybe, you know what? How about she wouldn't get up at 10:30 and order the boys Chick-fil-A so often if maybe you could get up and make goddamn breakfast?
Yeah, where are you right now?
I thought about that.
Yeah, where are you right now? If she's sleeping and ordering Chick-fil-A, what the fuck? If you're sitting there watching her do it, what are you? What is that saying? What does that say? Nothing.
Yeah, because that was the most realistic, like, I don't know. Because we've had to relive the pandemic on each of the housewives
now.
But a lot of them were like, oh, I gained 10 pounds. Or, oh, I can't believe it. I'm stuck in here. We can't get dressed up. But hers felt very like she wasn't moping. She wasn't like wallowing in it, but just being like the day is just kind of are blending together. It feels pointless. It feels. And I was like,
yeah,
she's upset. And also if the worst thing you're doing like
is ordering
sleeping
Chick-fil-A?
Till 10:30 and then ordering Chick-fil-A. Like,
I mean, I get that Chick-fil-A is homophobic, but the chicken is delicious. Y'all back the fuck down.
Yeah, but at least she's not like we saw in Jersey, certain people are on Dallas, especially just getting. She's not getting drunk all damn day long, like Carrie and Brandy. You know, it's like she let her have some Chick-fil-A and sleep.
For real.
Also, sleep is very important for mental health.
Yep. And also, can we just be honest, Juan? I understand that you want to have a daughter, but you do know that you can't guarantee someone you're gonna have a daughter.
Let alone twins.
Yeah.
I would like it was like he was ordering like a pizza. I am
done with his ass. Done
and
with it.
And he didn't he cheat also?
Yes. Like, that's why they got divorced in the first place.
And they've been together since they were teenagers and she would like she took care of him then because he was like the superstar athlete.
What
guy,
is with the women of Potomac accepting the fact that their men cheat on them and then taking them back no matter what?
Yeah, and they're very every woman on Potomac is gorgeous and strong and accomplished, but they act so, like they let them, or most of them just kind of get walked all over where it's like, why are you letting them do that? Like, why would you like Because I would be like, oh, I want Chick-fil-A. I'm a grown-up. If you want something else, you like, what you can get up and make it. I got so upset I threw my headphones.
She flung it into the microphone. Oh, God. Yeah,
I just
you're right.
didn't like it. It felt very cold. And I love, yeah, them being like, when are you going to get married? And she was like, I don't know if you checked, but there's a pandemic.
Yeah, she's like, I got kids running, doing virtual school. It's going to be
also,
a minute.
Do you want to, with those two hellions running around, like her kids are adorable, but
yeah,
like,
but damn.
She's probably already exhausted enough. I couldn't imagine being like, yeah, you know what's a good idea? Us getting
another one,
starting it all over again. Yeah, let's do more.
No, like, thank you. Speaking of weird kids, hey, Chris's daughter, that potato looks like a potato. I see no face in that potato. Cut the shit.
Those kids are bonus kids are weird as fuck. And I hope we see a little bit more than her just like holding a potato and going, this is a face. And I was like, what?
I did too. I paused. I'm like, I just got new glasses, so I can see a lot better now. I don't see no face on there.
The Gatorade blue mouth that she's rocking. It's like,
how does that happen?
Did you just have like 45 Gatorades?
Yeah, she said she had one. Bullshit.
No way.
She had a baby bottle pop and a blue Gatorade.
I was definitely, I was like, some sort of blue candy.
Yeah, baby bottle pop, blue raspberry for sure.
Yeah,
that's your favorite.
Like, that is my blue raspberry baby bottle pop is my favorite.
Oh, see, I always like the cherry. I like the red ones. Like anytime it's a juice or candy, I got to do red.
Mine's always blue raspberry every time.
I hate anything like blue or grape. I hate it. I like grapes, but I hate grape flavor.
I love blue raspberry candy, but I like strawberry limeades with Nerds in it from Sonic.
Because grape flavoring is not the same as grapes. They don't taste the same.
Yeah, it does not taste the same.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm very aware of that.
Why?
Hot take.
I was agreeing with you, asshole.
Hey, Potomac. Oh,
why don't you just go sleep till noon and order Chick-fil-A for the boys when you get up?
Leave
me alone.
That's way too early.
How dare you? T'Challa's dead.
It's noon my time. Or noon your time.
Oh, God. Why we got to do math, Potomac?
Why? So as Chris is making lamb and potatoes and asparagus, the lamb looks, I mean, it's just a good cut of meat. Yeah. I was like, that looks good.
Hey, I'm having lamb for dinner tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's exciting.
It's beef and lamb. First of all, turn your goddamn microphone on, Leon. Second of all, it is lamb. It's lamb and beef.
Oh, I never took it out of the freezer either.
No, it's in the fridge. Boom!
That sounds delicious.
We're making gyros. Gyros.
I knew. I was going to say, do we have a Greek theme going on?
We do!
I love Greek food. Well, tzatziki sauce.
Oh, tzatziki tiki sauce?
It's
called
tiki taki sauce.
Tiki taki sauce? Yes, yep.
I used to call it tzatziki. I'm trying to get tzatziki.
Yeah!
Tzatziki. And I would make a lot of inappropriate jokes based on, you know, like going Greek, which, sorry to everyone that I've ever made those jokes
to. My big fat Greek hero.
I sort of me too'd some people when we would have Greek food. I said inappropriate things. I'm gonna own that.
I said what I said.
But yeah, I wanted to go Greek and get down with some of that tzatziki sauce. Give me some of that tzatziki. Talking about that ass.
That's tzatziki though. Why is Chris wearing that disgusting tuxedo in the confession? Please tell me. Are they going to a red carpet event or something?
Where did they? Yeah, it's like, it's made out of, what is
it? Looks
that
like it's like made curtains? Out of like wrapping paper or maybe some some kind of silk you would use on a throw pillow, possibly.
Like curtains from like a gothic castle.
Maybe from Beverly Hills. Carlton. From
her. I was going to say, we talk about Carlton
every week.
She's the one that put the spell. That's why, like, it's in our. It's
oh no,
right there,
she's got it. She got it so good. You know how we can ward off that evil, though. We can take a break and pay some bills.
Okay, and
play,
all
right. And play not one, not two, but three clips of the week. So it's gonna be great. Got to pay some bills. I gotta go to the bathroom, and we'll be right back.
Oh God, I have to pee. Be right back, guys.
See, I'm wise enough to know when a clip needs clipping. And I got just the one. And this week our clip is second to none. It's the clip of the week.
Clip of the week.
Clip of the week.
Clip of the week.
Yeah.
Girl.
It's the clip of the week. Ooh. Clip of the week. Yeah.
So you want me to play the clip of the week here?
Yeah. Play.
Okay.
It.
Clip of the week.
Come here, I'll show you something.
Okay.
Okay, I'll take your coat.
Okay.
Put your coat down.
Oh, no.
Okay. Really quick, thumbs. Okay, so name tags are on the table.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
So, Ashley.
Okay.
Giselle. Mia.
Who's Mia?
I don't know that bitch. I don't know that bitch. Okay.
Bonus clip of the week. Ooh, clip of the week. Yeah, bonus.
Guess what I got done?
Okay, go ahead.
I got my boots done.
Yes.
Lord. Okay.
And I got some tweaks.
You got some what?
Tweaks.
Tweaks to what?
Okay, what did you get tweaks on what?
Hey.
I don't believe that. Girl, if you bring me here to show me your boobs, you better show me your butt.
Just some tweaks.
Because we all know it wasn't nothing back there before. Wendy ain't had no booty. And now, it's a little something back there.
Bonus clip of the week. Ooh, clip of the week. Yeah, bonus.
My hope is that we can be collectively in a great place. Mm.
Because that might be a little difficult.
Also, it's good to have goals.
Yeah.
You know. But why is that going to be difficult?
Well, we all know I can't stand Karen, so.
Well, this feeling's mutual.
Me and drunk Karen will probably never be good. So I have decided that I'll just tell your truth, your whole truth. And
Giselle,
nothing about
you don't want this.
You're drunk truth.
You are a drunk.
You're cheating truth.
And you're hot.
You're broke truth.
And shut up.
She brought
just
it up.
Just shut up.
I'll spread it out over time.
Giselle,
don't worry.
You know what?
I won't
you
tell it all disgusting. Tonight. I'll spread it out.
You want to talk about your fiery box that's on fire and that's why you can't keep a man? Do you want to do that?
What's a fiery box? You talking about her coochie on fire?
Oh, yes. She has a hot box. Tell everybody what's going on between them legs of yours. And that's why you don't
go to colleges.
Can we stick to the titties, not the coochie?
My hot box is called the wok box, okay? And Karen, your box is all the way dry. I'd take a wok box over a dry box any day of the week, honey.
I'm obsessed with my coochie because we all know the ding-dong at our house is broken.
And now a word from our sponsors.
More than just marketing, advertising, and public relations, at Advantage Media Solutions, we believe in the power of ideas. Whether you're a startup business, an already established company, organization, charity, or an individual looking for public relations assistance, we offer the solutions that you're looking for. Our team offers unparalleled creative solutions to all of our clients, and we're determined to see every job through to its success. In public relations, we can help with building your online presence, press releases, talent booking, reputation repair, and so much more. And with marketing and advertising, we can help with marketing strategy, mobile marketing, branding, social media marketing, and once again, so much more. Advantage Media Solutions considers every client a partner. Your success equals our success. We take a personal interest in each and every one of our partners, and together we form a unique team and family. Contact us to see how we can drive your brand forward. www.advantagemediasolutions.com. What's your advantage?
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? I know for me personally, the last year has been really, really tough, and there was a lot of times when I wish I had someone to talk to. But the good news is, there is. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating with them in under 48 hours. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. And join over the 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Now remember, there's a special offer for the Real Housewives of Reality listeners. You're going to get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. And you can use the promo code R-H-O-R in checkout. Remember, that's BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com.
Fuck's sake.
Scarlett's going to hate me for this, but I felt underwhelmed this episode, especially for a season opener.
That's right, you did say that. Leon attests that this was not a sleeper episode.
I
this
do believe, Allison, I have a text here stating that you felt the Potomac was underwhelming. Can you clarify your statement?
She was jet lagged when she said that.
This was days after the jet lag.
It was Mercury was in retrograde and labia minora was high in the north.
Right. But this was 2 days ago. She had plenty of time to recover from the jet lag. So can you expand on that just a little bit for me, please?
I cannot confirm nor deny.
No, I can confirm it. I have it right here. I'm reading it, the text message.
You could have photoshopped that. Yes.
Yeah. Allison, where can they email us?
I cannot be held accountable for the, text.
You can
that
send
I,
it whenever.
That I put in writing.
Okay, cool. Okay, Scarlett, okay, hear me out. What if we record on Fridays?
That's
this
me.
Week?
Hey, stop giving away our secret business.
We can
business.
Do the New York and Beverly Hills plus the first episode
stop.
Of Potomac. I like that idea.
Hey, we have a new Patreon member. We got to send her a message. We got shit to do.
I still would like to know why you thought it was underwhelming.
Because she did.
In
she
the
was
moment,
drunk.
Maybe I was just cranky.
Yeah, she's cranky.
Okay, fair I'm enough. Just being so cranky. You misspoke in the text message.
Yeah, and I didn't understand the Sing Sing thing. I actually don't know why I texted that. I must have been in a mood.
She was on one.
You know, sometimes I get in my little moods and I'll text someone.
She gets on one. She's on one.
I was probably just back from Walgreens.
Look here, clown. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, don't call her a clown.
Don't be a clown.
Calm
don't
down, Brashawn. Don't call her a clown.
That's just a little bit of preview for the next episode.
Woo!
Scarlett, where can they find us?
Oh, they can find us on all your favorite podcast platforms. You can find us on pftmedia.com, rhorpodcast.com. There you can find Allison's other show, Witty Bitch, which is a great show. You just
it's
look
okay.
for the hey, the link is on there. You can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/rhorpodcast. Totally worth it. $3 a month. We have a new member. Thank you very much. You're amazing.
We love you.
We love you. You can buy our merchandise at bonfire.com/store/rhor. Amazing stuff on there. Love it. Love it. Love it. And you can leave us a voicemail at 434-214-004. Bye.
And they can email us. Where can they email us, Allison?
They can email us at show@rhorpodcast.com. Email
spit take.
Scarlett with one T.
Yes.
At rhorpodcast.com. whoa, I messed up. rhorpodcast.com.
Are you going to the mall later?
Are you okay? Leon at rhorpodcast.com. Or if you want to get me to email you when I'm in my little moods and say this was underwhelming and tell bad stories about mishaps with bananas and probiotics, you can email me at Allison with two L's at rhorpodcast.com.
Yay! All right, let's get out of here. We got another show to do. Okay.
We're wild. We're crazy.
I love you.
I love you, and I love Potomac. And hey, Leon, you know what love is.
Yeah.
I do know what love is. You're
okay.
Right.
Okay. Bye.
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 TC.
KS.
A PFT Media production.